And we welcome you to Back to School here at St. Henry. I'm Kevin Sandler. I want to thank St. Henry Bank, Hall Brothers, Cooper Farms, Cap Pharmacy, along with Hemelgarn Marathon and Bender Electric. To start it off, who else but Adam Putoff, the St. Henry School Superintendent, the gentleman who runs the school district, has been here for a while and always enthusiastically says, "Go Skins!" at the end of every board report that he calls in, which we appreciate, Adam, very much. Good to see you. Thanks for having us.
Hey, I appreciate you coming in, Kevin. I think a great opportunity. You guys do a great job of sharing positive news on our local schools, and of course, we'll bring you in. So
I tell you what, and there's never any shortage of great news for all the schools.
100% agree. The schools are full of great people and great communities, and that's what makes our area unique and something we cherish and protect.
And I want to let's talk about what's new here at the district. You know, from the last time we were here, it's hard to believe it's been a couple of years. But let's talk about what is all new there.
I think what's new is I'm now our superintendent. Courtney Imwally is our elementary principal. Kyle Kunk and Eric Rosenbeck have been administrators. I've been here for over a decade, which has been awesome. Last school year, we did go through a strategic plan process, and again, listening sessions with community people and really trying to ensure that what we are prioritizing here at school is what the people within our community and our district want to see. And I think it was a great opportunity for us to work collaboratively together to chase that common goal, which is to ensure we provide the best environment and education for the students here at St. Henry.
And I wanted to also, talk about, some of the success, obviously, what a joyous occasion it was for the community of St. Henry to win a state football title, right?
Yeah, this community was hungry, definitely 4-1, and our athletes every year continue to work hard. Our coaches are great, high-character people that really challenge our students to be their very best. And our volleyball team, our cross-country team, and our football team had a wonderful, exciting fall. And again, it kind of rolled right into the winter. So, again, sports bring people together, bring communities together, and the support of our community was unbelievable.
For sure. And, sometimes we also think back on history, right? We know some of the people that came to school here to play football and had success at Ohio State and beyond into the NFL, into the Hall of Fame, right?
Absolutely. I mean, we have a lot of pillars in the athletic world from St. Henry, and we're all very proud of the tradition that we have all come from. And one of the things that our coaches talk a lot about is leaving a legacy. And those before us did that. And the student athletes that are currently within our system are leaving their traces behind as we continue to move forward.
I know your interim AD is coming on, but I can't resist saying sometimes, you work all those years and it could come down to maybe the last 3 minutes is going to be your legacy, or that last inning is going to be your legacy, right? Or the last, 60 seconds and you've got the ball and you're on the court. I mean, it can really be razor thin.
I 100% agree. And success to many is wins, but that's not for most of us. It's all the foundational work, those little things that matter so much to put you in the position to be able to win in those last 3 minutes. So it's all that hard work, dedication, relationship building, and collaborative work that gets you over the hump at times. And luck also plays a part of it. So, we are extremely proud here at St. Henry.
That's for sure. And also, we talk about kind of what, when we talk about what's next, here we are February already, which is a short month. It'll take us right to April. And you got a gang of seniors that are getting ready to graduate.
Yeah, another great group. Our high school principal, Eric Rosenbeck, hasn't said anything but positive things about this group. It's a pretty close-knit group of people, a lot of really high-performing kids academically and athletically. And again, their guidance and leadership really sets the tone for our whole school district. And very, very proud of this group.
For sure. And we love Mr. Rosenbeck's jokes, right?
most of the time.
Most of the time, yes. Yeah. And you also, you talk about like what's next. And enrollment, obviously. Are your numbers going up? I know you'll have some new kids coming in next year as others graduate. How's that going?
We're growing. Our last few kindergarten classes have been in the 90s. The one currently now, we're about the mid-80s, so just a little bit less than the years prior, but I mean, right when I started as elementary principal roughly 10, 11 years ago, we were hovering between 65 and 75 kids in a class. Then it kind of moved up to about 75 to 85. And then we're now entering by the last two or three years, including this upcoming year, we're like 85, 95. So our enrollment's going up. We're ensuring we have enough space for everybody as we continue on. But it's a great problem to have. And I think it speaks volumes to what this community is about and what this school is about. And people want their kids to come.
And also, it wasn't that long ago. You were kind of you put together like a report, if you would. You kind of had everybody work on it. Were you kind of looking towards the future?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, we're constantly looking at what do we need, what will enrollment do to us, staffing wise, and then at the high school level, as they make their way up there, is how can we continue to provide a variety of different electives and courses to ensure that we are providing as much possible options as we can for our students.
All right, and we also think about what is up for many of your students are going to go to college, some of them into the workforce, some in the military, some of them will play sports in college. Kind of it goes on and on. You got TriStar students too in your district?
Yeah, I'd say all of those. And I would say, you know, the senior class in general has a variety of pathways, some going into the military, college, you know, going to work right away afterwards. And I think the shift in what do we want our kids to do, we want them to do what makes them happy and ensuring that they understand what that is so that they can go pursue it. It's not like you need to go to college or you need to go to the military or you just need to go into the workforce and figure out what you want to do. I think we overall do a really good job of personalizing it for each individual kid and giving them the options to explore to allow them to make that decision a little bit more confidently.
And for you, how long have you been in the district now?
So this is going to be my third year as superintendent, and I was 8 years an elementary principal, and I taught American history in eighth and ninth grade for 2 years. So I've been here a little while.
A little while, and before that, you had you were in education, right?
Yes, I taught at Parkway for 4 years, and I also taught at Tri-County North for 2 years as well. So again, good experiences that have kind of shaped me and provided me with perspective.
And also, I'm sure it's so helpful to new teachers, right? When they come in, you know, the superintendent has been where they are, right? That helps.
Absolutely. And something I pride myself in is, I think, understanding perspective. There's not much in a school system I haven't done. And I take great pride in that because I think it allows me to understand every employee that works within this district because they're all so vitally important to everything we do.
That is for sure. And also, you know, when we think about that end of the school year. I know you're going to have some people retire. I'm sure you have, right?
Yes. We're looking, as of right now in our elementary, we're going to have to add a third grade teacher because of enrollment to make sure that we have that as well. And then we'll have potentially a couple other ones in our high school as well. But those are some of the kinks we're working out right now to finalize what is it that we need to post here for the spring, because we're all very competitive in this area, so we're all out to try to get the best before they get taken up by other schools. So
true,
it's an internal competition we have around here, but it's healthy.
Another thing, also, you talk about competition. I know there are probably some stern gazes towards other schools on Friday nights and things like that. But when it all comes down to it, I mean, you and the other superintendents and schools, you all work together.
No, it is. It's a collective effort. You know, we talk about that within our school district, but it's true within our county and surrounding areas. There's a lot of really good people and highly knowledgeable people and working together to solve problems and sharing ideas. We do it all the time, and we get along really, really well. And again, another reason why this area is so special.
Yep, and also, you know, we think about it's interesting too when people, you know, they graduate, they inevitably, you know, get married, and you know, sometimes you get to that big game on a Friday night, and you got family members that are looking at the kids on both sides of the ball. You know?
Absolutely, absolutely. There are grandparents that share grandkids on both sides of the ball all the time. And again, that makes it a little bit unique, but special at the same time. And it just shows we want what's best for all kids here, and we are willing to do it collectively together.
And we also think about like the use of technology and how that has changed things. You know, how different things are now, you know, things that we grew up with that if we mention them to kids these days, they'd probably look at us like we would look years ago at the one-room schoolhouse and the quill pen, right?
Absolutely. Well, and that's some of the things, too, with you're going to get an opportunity to talk with Greg Leith here, our interim AD, but some of the partnerships that me and him have shared is I've taken on more of the event stuff, and he's taken behind-the-scenes approach to making sure we stay in line and in compliance. But technology is great when it works, but man, sometimes when it doesn't, it's like old school ways seem a little bit more simplistic. But again, you grow with times, and things like Huddle that stream games live has been awesome for grandparents and people that maybe can't quite come to and from games as easily. So I think that's been a great way to continue to share what our kids are doing.
Yeah, of course, I personally think it's best to listen to them on the radio. Yeah. But that's just me, you know. I'll tell you what, if you do that, you can turn the TV down and turn us up instead.
No, I would agree with you. I mean, that's one of the biggest comments, too, with a lot of the streaming of the games is there's no commentary, which makes it a little bit dull to watch.
Turn us up. And I will also add, too, understandable for the grandparents that might live farther away. And I've noticed, too, as the years roll by, you don't tolerate sometimes some of the weather that you might get during football season like you did when you were younger, right?
Absolutely, and there's an alternative option now. But I'm telling you, you go to any of our games on a Friday night, whether it's a football, volleyball, you go to a basketball, girls or boys games, our people show up. And our student athletes see that, they feel that, and they're greatly appreciative of that, just as I am.
That's for sure. Adam, again, we want to thank you for having us out here. It's always a blast. We appreciate it very much, and we're just getting started. We're going to talk athletics. We're going to do the leadership class. Of course, Mr. Kunk will be here, middle school principal. Matt Watercutter will talk about maintenance, which that's got to be a busy job.
It absolutely is.
For the whole district. Oh, my gosh.
Especially this time of year when you're really getting the things planned out for the summer and things of that nature. So quite a bit there.
And again, I want to say thank you to Tom's Construction, Shockman Lumber, Carriage Works, and Bender Electric as we continue. It's Back to School on WCSM Radio. So I wanted to begin by, you know, tell us a bit about your background first, where you're from originally, a bit about your career, and what brought you to this point.
Okay. I'm a 1986 graduate of Lincoln View High School, and I started my teaching career at Wayne Trace High School. And I taught there for 3 years, from 91 to 94. Then I went to Lincoln View and taught and coached for 16 years before embarking on my administrative career. At that point, I went to Elida High School, served as a principal there for 3 years, then to Wayne Trace High School again for 2 years, and then spent the last 10 years as athletic director at Lincoln View.
All right. So, and you were brought here on an interim basis, right?
Yes. Wasn't looking for a job, just retired from public education back in June. And Adam Putoff called and asked if I would have an interest in coming down and talking about a potential position here. And at that time, I explained to him, well, I live an hour away in northeast Van Wert County, so I don't know if it would be a good fit. He convinced me to come down. We talked about it. I met with Adam and I met with Dennis Wendell. They explained to me the situation, and I decided I thought I could help them out by on a part-time interim basis, and so that's what's brought me here.
All right, so share with us your impression of the school now that you've been here a little while and what you hope to accomplish in your time here. Like, we can even talk about what the succession plan would be.
Okay. The people have been fantastic. All the people that I've worked with here in the building have been fantastic. They've got a great support system. Adam has done a tremendous job of taking on some of the responsibilities of athletic director. I'm not here in the evenings. I'm only here 2 days a week, from Tuesday and Wednesday, from morning until early afternoon. And I actually have another part-time job the other 3 days of the week, so I'm not able to be here. But anyway, he and Eric Rosenbeck and Kyle Kunk and a number of other people have really worked hard to serve in the athletic director's capacity in the evenings and do site management for games, that kind of thing. So that's kind of the setup we have going on. So I've been very impressed with their work ethic, with their organizational structure, and of course the success of the student athletes. It's been a tremendous fall, tremendous winter. So it's really cool to see.
Well, for sure. And also, you know, when you look back on your time as athletic director, you know, even at Lincoln View, talk about the importance of an athletic director. There's so much going on, everything from scheduling to, you know, do we have a bus for this game? Do we need officials for this game? There's so much involved, supplies even, right?
Yeah, you've hit on a number of those. And, you know, I think in talking with Adam, and you had mentioned what might be the succession plan, I do believe they started meeting with some potential candidates to take over in 26, 27. But in talking with Adam and talking with Eric and others, what we're realizing, what I've known as an athletic director, is that often the AD is sort of the face of the district. Athletic events or extracurricular events, music, drama, those kinds of things, that's what brings people to the school. And, you know, on game night, it's all on the athletic director to make sure those things are in place that need to be in place. So they've realized how important that job is. And I realize from, you know, having done it, how important it is. But you mentioned scheduling, assigning officials, ordering supplies, ordering equipment, putting people in place to do game night jobs. Those are all important parts of that. As well, the important part is working with coaches. And so what I've done here, my main goal has been to continue to schedule out, continue to be the liaison between the MAC commissioner and our coaches and our administration, and be that person that keeps things humming right along just as they've always been at St. Henry, until we can get a full-time person in place.
All right, excellent. And I'm sure also, you know, for you in your capacity when you were at Lincoln View all those years, did you get a chance to see much of Mercer or Auglaize counties?
Oh, absolutely, absolutely. You know, as a Lincoln View AD, I was always looking for scheduling the best opponents that we could schedule out of conference. And we, when I say we, now I'm talking about Lincoln View. The days that I was at Lincoln View, we play a number of MAC programs in various sports, including Coldwater Parkway, Delphi St. John's, New Bremen, New Knoxville. I don't think we have played St. Henry in anything, but ironically enough, last year, Dennis contacted me about getting maybe a boys basketball game. We didn't get that done. I wish we would have, because interestingly, Lincoln View's having a great year this year, and St. Henry boys basketball is having a great year. So
it would have been a marquee.
It would have been nice,
right?
Yeah,
no question. Yeah. So, all right, and you know what also is neat that we've kind of talked about in the past is, as you said, it's an hour away. You know, Northeast Vandenberg County, but on the other hand, when you look at the communities, I mean, a lot of the values are the same, the goals are the same. You know, you've driven a long way in different scenery, but at the core, there's not much difference, is there?
No, there really isn't. You know, people at home have asked me, well, what's different about St. Henry than working at Lincoln View or Wayne Trace or any of the other school districts in which I worked? And I think the kids are the same. I think the same pride and the same commitment is there for coaches and administrators. So I see those things. The one thing I will tell you that's different, and this is maybe because Lincoln View doesn't have football, but I'm impressed with the commitment that St. Henry student athletes have to getting in the weight room in the mornings or getting in the gym in the morning. I know I pulled in the school parking lot one day on a two-hour delay day, and everybody came in and did their workout and then were headed home for that hour in between. I was impressed with the number of kids and the number of cars I saw exiting the parking lot after the workout. So, yeah, the kids are the same. The commitment is the same. I'd like to say the work ethic is the same, but I might see a little bit greater work ethic or habits, different habits here at St. Henry.
Excellent. You know, Greg, I want to thank you for coming by. Had you done any radio before as AD? I would imagine you had, right?
I have.
I had thought so, yeah.
Yeah, but I always get nervous. I appreciate putting me at ease, and I've enjoyed being able to talk with you today.
We've enjoyed it, too. Thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
And we're going to take a break. And welcome back. It is back to school here in St. Henry. Good to have you along. And so we have Mike Gast, and we have Sam and also Jack, right, are all here. Great. And Mike, first of all, thanks for coming. Good to see you.
Thanks for having us.
Mike, share with us a bit about, you know, this leadership class, what it's all about, and how long has it been around?
This was our first year, so it was a semester course that we did in the first semester. So finished up early January was the end of that. I think the first thing that I can remember a few years ago talking to Eric Fishpaul at Lincoln View, I think they had something similar there that I thought would be like a really neat thing to offer our students here at St. Henry. And then just with kind of a change in our scheduling this year gave me an opportunity to teach some electives again. So offer that up to Mr. Rosenbeck and Mrs. Overman, and we gave it a shot this year. And I think it went well, obviously, kind of a learning curve as we got going, but I think there was a lot of good things that came from it.
Let's talk about what that did, you know, for the students. What do you think they were able to take from it?
I guess when I approached Mrs. Overman and Mr. Rosenbeck, the thought with this was I didn't want it to be too, like, athlete-centered. You know, I wanted it to be offered, you know, not just to our student-athletes, but anybody that hopes to move beyond high school and potentially and hopefully get into a leadership position in different careers. So, you know, I think we kind of started with a lot of reflection on who they are as leaders, and we talked about, you know, different styles of leadership, you know, their peers in the class, kind of perceived what they believed were their strengths and weaknesses as leaders, so they're able to see that. And a lot of really gracious people from our community and surrounding communities gave us their time. About once a week, we had a different speaker in to class and learned about different styles of leadership and different careers. So it was really neat as well.
All right. So let's, do we have two seniors here? Let's begin with Jack, right? First of all, thanks for coming. Good to see you.
Good to see you too. Thanks for having me.
So let's begin, you know, kind of talk with you a bit about what you feel you've gotten, you know, from this class. Let's start there.
I think the biggest takeaway I've had from this class was he kind of hinted at, Mr. Gast, he hinted at the guest speakers we had come in from the community. I think they were able to offer a lot of, like, great advice because they're people who are doing really well with their lives right now, and they've kind of talked about their experiences, and I've been able to take some stuff away from that. So, and also the reflection on my own personality as that part.
That part, was that good or bad or awkward, or what was that kind of like to learn?
It was a good experience to kind of, like, figure out, like, do some, like, self-search, and, like, figuring out what's my strengths and weaknesses. But I mean, I think it's helped me address the weaknesses more than.
Yeah. It probably just takes an open mind.
Yeah.
I imagine. And we know we all have them. Whether we want to admit it or not might be a different case, right? For you, for baseball, talk to us about what position you play and what it is about baseball you love so much.
I play in the outfield, and part I like it most about it is just being around everybody. It's a slower sport, but you get to spend time with people that you enjoy being around.
Left-handed or right-handed?
Right-handed.
Right-handed. You know, I was left-handed, and, you know, for us, where would we be, right? Either on the mound, on first base, or in the outfield. We were kind of limited, so understandable. What are your plans after school?
I'm going to attend, right now I'm thinking about attending Bowling Green State University and majoring in business finance.
Oh, right. That's a good school. Tell you, I think I've always heard good things about BG. So excellent, appreciate that. So we're going to take a moment here, and we're going to meet Sam. Sam, good to see you. Sam, thanks for coming by. Are you also senior?
Yes, thank you for having us.
Let's talk about what you were able to, you know, kind of get from this class and apply it towards yourself.
Yeah. So we learned not only about, like, kind of rallying the troops, like leadership styles, but also kind of the psychological background behind it. What, like, characteristics make a good leader, and, like, how your mind kind of plays into that and your mentality. I think that's good to know that not everybody is a real vocal leader, but also, you know, just the way you act and what you do.
Very nice. And, you know, and for you, what, you know, as far as what you were able to take, you know, from it, and share with us also your future plans once you're done.
I think just, I don't know, they said pretty much missed all my thoughts. It was really good to hear from other people and kind of take away their experiences, kind of relate them to myself and learn some things from them, and then kind of learn some things for myself.
Excellent. What's next for you after school?
I'm planning on attending Bowling Green with Jack, and I'm going to major in business management.
Outstanding. And when you look back on all your time here, you feel that St. Henry has prepared you for the world? I mean, you're ready to go?
Yeah, I think we're very prepared. Our staff does a great job. Miss Overman does a great job getting us seniors ready for the next things after high school.
That's right. You know, one thing I did learn at some point in high school that there was no 13th grade. I had to make up my mind to do something, right?
Yeah. All right.
Let's talk to Mike again, if we could. Mike, you know, talk with us a bit about perhaps, you know, your own background. Tell us where you came from originally and how you got to be where you are now.
I was born and raised in St. Henry, actually. I was a graduate of 2007. I went to Ohio State for several years. My brothers and my family members will joke that I should be a doctor. But, I got my licensure in social studies education as well as English education. Started my career at New Bremen as a junior high social studies teacher. Spent a year teaching English there, and then I've been at St. Henry since, I think, the 15-16 school year, 16-17? I'm not sure.
All these years can tend to go together when you look back on things, I do understand. And what is it about, the great game of baseball, America's pastime, that you enjoy so much?
You know, I think back in my own time when I was in these guys' shoes, I think I was a lot, the frame of mind of Jack is just, I never dreaded going to baseball practice. You know, it was fun to be around your friends and be able to kind of be yourself. And, certainly need to lock in and focus at times, but, baseball itself lends itself to having a little bit more time to be with your friends and really enjoy those relationships. From the game perspective, it's not the biggest, fastest, strongest team that always wins. You know, there's a lot of different ways to win baseball games and a lot of different skill sets that can find success in baseball as well, which I really appreciate.
Sure. Sometimes it's just like you're playing chess, right? You're the cards you play, so to speak. Sure. You know, the moves you make is the manager, right?
Right. Yeah.
And I've always said that that's why in baseball we don't call him the coach. We call him the manager. Sure. This is different, right?
Sure.
And also, when you get players, I mean, I'm sure they have positions they might want to play. Do you sometimes work with them and say, I really think you'd be better over here, so on and so forth?
Yeah, I think that comes up with a lot of our kids early in their high school career. Our freshmen, our sophomores, we try to give them opportunities at different positions. Part of that conversation is, if a freshman that has been a shortstop his entire, youth playing career, and I ask him, like, hey, if you playing outfield this year would get you onto a varsity outfield next year as a sophomore, is this something that you would want to do? It's usually, the answer is yes.
Sure.
So just trying to find some different skill sets, especially with our younger guys, that, they can contribute to our varsity team, as soon as possible.
And how many players are you allowed to carry on the roster?
Once we get to tournament, it is 22 on our roster. We'll probably be right around probably 15 to 17. We got a pretty big senior class this year. I think 12 or 13 seniors this year. And a really good group, really, when we're talking leadership, it's not an accident what a lot of them did in the fall and winning a state championship in football. It's a great group of young men, character, attitude, effort, really, really good group that we're looking forward to starting with.
I was going to say, do you encourage kids, play different sports? I mean, this is pretty much about the only time in your life you can do that,
yeah,
right?
Absolutely. And I've said it to our parents too. Like when I think back at my time as a kid or, in school, think about playing sports with my friends, whether it's football, basketball, baseball, like that's what I remember. And it's not necessarily the games, but it's just being together with everybody at practice or, suffering through a two-a-day in the fall or something like that. So especially like small schools like us, like we need our athletes to play two and three sports. So we certainly encourage it. And I think the coaching staff works well, like between sports together that, we're cheering for each other's success, and we want each program to do well here.
All right. And for Coach Gass, when you're not at school and you're not coaching and you're watching baseball, you got a favorite team or two? Or
I'm a Reds fan. You know, it's every year one of those things that, you know, hopefully we're still in it by All-Star break and I can keep my interest into August and September. So hopefully try to be optimistic as long as we can have that optimism here. So hopefully it'll be a good spring and summer for our Redlegs.
Yeah, and you know, for a fan of any team, right, I mean, you know, spring brings hope, right? When they start spring training, you always have that hope. It doesn't right. always last. Being a Tigers fan, I've had some lean years myself, so I do understand. So, you know, for being a National League guy, are you cool now with the DH and the NL and the extra runner on second base in the regular season, or are you still adjusting?
You know, I don't know. I always liked – you know, the pitcher there, and I think it brings a little bit more gamesmanship to substitutions.
Yeah, strategy, yeah.
You know, and you know, the potential for bunt situations and things like that. You know, as a high school coach, that's, we are big on our short game, our running game, our bunt game. So it's, you know, I appreciate that. You don't quite see that as much with a DH, but I mean, I think, you know, there's something to be offered there by, you know, having the universal DH rule as well. You know, I think the runner on second and extra certainly makes games go a little bit quicker once yeah. we get into extras. So,
I think that's what they wanted, yeah. really, right?
I think that's, you know, they're trying to cater to, and trying to grow the fan base back, I guess. Yeah. So
I had thought, okay, do something, but how about start on first base?
Yeah.
But they didn't ask me. So, and I don't blame them. It's not like I really know this stuff, but it was a little bit of an adjustment. Sure. And I guess when we look back over the years, the game has certainly evolved. I know at times I think the pitcher's mound's been higher and things like that, right? Sure. I mean, you know, so I guess we just roll yep. with it. But it's been interesting how they've changed so many things playing games overseas.
Yeah.
That game, you know, the Field of Dreams game that they played, which did involve the Reds, right? That was fun.
They were at Bristol. I actually went to that game at Bristol last year. I brought my dad, which was different. It was a really neat experience. That was cool. Yeah.
I think they built another stadium, and then the one they used for the movie is still
in Iowa.
Somewhere.
Yeah. I think that's right.
There you go. Yep. So fun stuff there. I want to thank all three of you guys for coming. We appreciate that. And, certainly wish you lots of success. I want to thank Kalp Pharmacy, Hemelgarn Marathon, Bender Electric, and Carriage Works. It's back to school in St. Henry. Kevin Sandler with you. I want to thank Hemelgarn Marathon, Bender Electric, and Carriage Works, along with Shockman Lumber. I've got middle school principal Kyle Kunk, about a dozen years in that position now, right, Kyle?
Yeah, it's kind of crazy. I've been back to St. Henry here for about 18, and I think the last 12 have been middle school principal, so pretty exciting times.
Are you a St. Henry guy yourself from the beginning?
Yep, I'm a 2000 grad, so so our class is pretty confident in what we've done and have accomplished. So, yeah, very proud of being a part of that class.
Let's talk about, you know, those middle school years, where you're getting out of elementary, but obviously not quite in high school yet. You know, that's a special time.
Yeah, for sure. We definitely look at it as the early years of middle school being kind of, they're still kind of elementary kids. And then by the time they shift into seventh and eighth grade and you get some athletics involved, which is a big responsibility that they have to pick up on. You know, they turn into young adults, and it's pretty awesome to watch the transition from start to finish from their middle school years.
That's for sure. And I'm sure also over the years, especially, you know, as you've seen some of the high schoolers walk by, they're, hey, Mr. Conk, remember me, you know?
Yeah, for sure. And some of them I don't even recognize, you know, as much as they change. There's a lot of growth that happens between those seventh and eighth grade years, but some are a little bit slower on that growth. And they were like, hey there, Mr. Kunk. And I don't really even recognize them at times. But no, it's great to also be a part of one building where I can see those kids on a daily basis as well, which is awesome.
You know, we should also talk about, you know, a student plan and student success, where you kind of are working with them before maybe even the year has started, or, you know, just something that you want to get them through that whatever year it is, and get them set for the next year.
Yeah. Over the last couple of years that Mr. Putoff has been at his leadership position, we've kind of implemented a strategic plan. And so at the beginning of the school year, I kind of meet with my staff. We kind of talk about some things that we want to focus in on. And, you know, this year we kind of talked to where we wanted to focus in on communication collaboration by leveling up our social media posts, which I think people have done a really good job at. You know, whether it's, you know, Mrs. Mullenkamp, we're showing videos of her flying drones, or, you know, Mrs. Harding sharing out her musicians of the week, and, you know, just different things of the awesome stuff that's happening within our building. So that's been a part of our plan this year. And another part of our plan, which I think, which is in full stride, is our school pride. Over the year, we've implemented what we call as Tomahawk time. So we give our kids tomahawks for doing good things and just kind of honoring their success in the classroom, just different things like that. And then we kind of bring them together. We kind of have a little bit of a school assembly each month, and we do that for about 20 minutes, and then we send them off to family time, which, you know, is just they're working with a teacher based on their interests. So we have the arts and crafts group. We have fantasy football and just different things like that. It's been a lot of fun, and I think it's brought some positive school culture into play here.
Yeah, it sounds like it's a lot of fun to kind of get together like that for an assembly. I remember growing up, assemblies were always positive.
Yeah. When we get together with stuff like that, we kind of play some games. We give out some home stretch gift cards. We give out some McDonald's. We have our McDonald's Student of the Month, and the PTO has been fantastic in supporting us with all of this, and it's been a really, really positive thing for our building.
And also, you know, to talk a bit about who helps you out, your staff, right? Your teachers, and maybe talk about the relationship you as a principal have with them.
Yeah, for sure. We're pretty fortunate. I feel like our staff is pretty closely connected. You know, when I went from being one of them to being on the other side, you know, that definitely is a positive thing in terms of having those relationships already built. And, you know, we just go around and we support each other, which is part of the plan. And it works out really well. We're really fortunate to work with the people that we work with.
All right. And also, you know, to talk about, you know, as a year goes by, I'm sure there's hardly ever a year where you don't have some new teachers, right?
Yeah. So this year we hired Mr. Nate Bruns to take over our eighth grade math position. He also teaches a few sections of high school, and he's done a really good job in growing within that position. And we're at a point where we shouldn't have too many changes here for next year. But we started to plan for next year as well. So. Definitely looking at that with some growing numbers that are coming up from the elementary.
I'm sure it's tough sometimes to lose someone with experience when they retire, but you know, you hire someone that's young, has all this energy and ideas, and you kind of find out it all worked out, didn't it?
Yeah, for sure. We go through the interview process and we try to find a person that best meshes with our staff. Definitely not an easy process, and we're very fortunate to have a number of candidates that are qualified to have the position. We want to make sure that we find that right person, because that's an important piece of the puzzle.
That's for sure. And no short of applicants and probably good ones, I'm sure, right?
No. I would like to consider us living in kind of a little bubble that's almost protected from some of the outside, I guess. But there's people that always want to come back, and, you know, maybe they get a year or two of experience somewhere else and then they want to come back. And I definitely think that that's part of the process, and it seems to work out really well.
That is also, you know, something I think that is fun to talk about is, you know, for both from your perspective and probably people who live here too, that they are kind of fortunate to live in this community, right? Not just St. Henry, but surrounding communities. It's different on this side of the state.
Yeah, for sure. You know, if we have somebody that comes in from the outside, whether they're doing some type of assembly or something like that, they will always tell us, hey, your sidewalks are, you know, freshly manicured, and your lawns are are always looking really, really nice. And, you know, that's always part of the process, is that, you know, there's our community kind of holds everybody to a little bit of a higher standard, which is fantastic. It just it just kind of raises everybody up and challenges everybody to be at their best all the time.
And also, you know, here we are, you know, again, kind of mid February, you know, getting closer to March. And I'm sure, you know, as we get into spring, we're going to, you know, kind of see some things with that for the students, for the district too, right?
Yeah, for sure. So, yeah, we definitely have a lot of events coming up. We just kind of finished some events in terms of basketball seasons. So those are over now. They're now looking forward to the track seasons. We had our Lego robotics just finished up a few weeks ago. They were fortunate enough to advance to the district level competition, which is the second level. They're going to be on later this week, I think on Friday, to kind of share their story a little bit, which I'm excited about. We just had the Wax Museum. So we got to meet people like Betsy Ross and JFK, and, you know, just the fifth graders do a wonderful job with that. And Mrs. Worms prepares them extremely well, along with the other fifth grade teachers. But yeah, we have our Washington, D.C. trip coming up. I think somebody told me at lunchtime that it's in 32 days, which is very exciting. And then always at the end of the year, we finish up with our Get Real activities, and our theme this year is Think It, Do It, Own It, just kind of taking some ownership in some of the decisions that we make. And always my favorite day of the school year is the last day of school, and people kind of think I'm crazy with that, but you know, you get to run a 5K with kids and just kind of finish something together is always a really, really inspiring thing for me.
From your perspective, what is the end of the year like? I'm sure there's a little bit of sadness, right? That's the end of the school year, but maybe also some accomplishment. You know, like, hey, the kids really grew this year. This was a good year.
Yeah, for sure. You know, we always get the eighth graders that some are really, really pumped to go to the next level and go to the high school, and some are not. They are a little bit sappy about it in terms of, you know, you don't want to leave some of the teachers that you've spent a lot of time with over the course of the last couple years. But yeah, it's always exciting to have some new adventures and new challenges that these kids have to face. And yeah, I think for the most part, they're ready for it.
Yeah, sure. And that Get Real week, I mean, you know, that's been around for a while. Other districts do a version of it too, don't they?
Yeah, for sure. And it's nice to kind of collaborate with some others at times on what they do. We like to share speakers sometimes. We like to share different ideas at times. So, yeah, it's just kind of a neat way to end, you know, the eighth grader's career and kind of challenge the other kids to be leaders among the building.
I'm sure you yourself probably notice quite a difference between when they come to you as sixth graders and then leave and on their way into high school.
Yeah, so when they come as fifth graders, I like to say that it's kind of like a deer in headlights when we those first couple days, but you know, the confidence that they gain over the course of the year, it definitely carries themselves well as they transition to the high school.
I was also thinking, looking back on maybe my own career, that was quite a change to go from elementary to middle school. But the good thing is, once it was time to go to high school, it wasn't much change. You know, you were used to the idea of different class times and all that, right?
Yeah, it's fun to kind of talk to some kids about, you know, all right, so how can we make the experience better for you as a middle schooler? When I talk to high schoolers about that, and they kind of share some ideas and sometimes we implement those, but to see those fifth graders come over, they're just so excited about, you know, being able to sit wherever they want to at lunch and maybe having some more options at lunch. And it seems to go well.
Excellent. And you know, for you, over the years and been around so long, do you sometimes have those moments where you're out and about in the community and you get recognized?
Oh yeah, I mean, for sure. It's kind of fun to see some kids out and about. You know, like I will see, you know, baseball players. They have their own families now that I had when several years ago, and obviously I had them as students. And you know, we'll kind of talk about, hey, you remember that day that this happened? I'm like, yeah, I do, sort of thing. And we just kind of go back and forth on that stuff. So that's always fun, but. Yep, it's always good to have good connections with good people.
And I think we should also mention, for students, getting sent to the office is not the only time you see the principal, right? I mean, I know you try to get out there and you try to be someone positive and that they know, through some good interactions.
Yeah, for sure. You definitely have to treat it like a banking account. You have to invest more in people than what you can withdraw. And that's something that I try to live by. I try to kind of focus in on every single day, you know, whether it's attending sporting events or, you know, shooting them a smile in the hallway or kind of asking them how their day's going and just different things like that. So when something does happen, there's definitely some backing there that we can kind of go by.
That's for sure. Always good to see you again. I know we generally do a show about once a year where, you know, principals come, and we'll have to get back to that. And also we'll have to tell Mr. Putoff, do another podcast like you guys did. That was fun.
Yeah, that was that was fun. Not everybody that was on the podcast loved it, but yeah, it was great.
It's excellent. It's great that you guys do things like that, that you kind of get out there.
Yep.
You
know, he's always trying to challenge us which is something awesome.
And, you know, sometimes, you know, when you get challenged like that, you think, oh, come on. But then you realize you did grow from it.
Yeah,
you
for know? Sure.
I mean, that's,
yeah. Yeah,
I've been there. I know how that goes. Yeah. I want to thank St. Henry Bank, Hall Brothers, Cooper Farms. I want to thank Kalp Pharmacy and Himmelgarn Marathon. This is Back to School from St. Henry. I want to thank Tom's Construction, Shackman Lumber, and Carriage Works, along with Bender Electric. We continue with Mr. Matt Watercutter, does maintenance here at the St. Henry School District. Matt, good to see you. Thanks for coming.
Thanks for having me.
So if you would share with us, please, talk to us about your background, where you grew up originally, and what got you to this place in life.
Yeah, so I grew up in Cranberry Prairie, Ohio, just outside of town here in the little suburb out there. Grew up on the family farm. So got to be hands-on back in the day, you know, working on stuff around the farm. And then after high school, took a job as a plumber at a local business here in town, Layfeld Plumbing and Heating. And then after that, I started working for Scott's Electric in Versailles, Ohio, and got some electrical experience, and just did a lot of things to get me the skills that are useful here around the school.
Do you find being in maintenance, you pretty much have to be a jack of all trades? Like, I mean, almost anything can happen theoretically, right?
Oh, yeah, for sure. So, you know, the more skills you have, the better. You know, you never know what you're going to run into on a day-to-day basis around here, whether it's something as simple as a broken pencil sharpener, I know that sounds silly, or, you know, all the way up to a big mechanical issue back in the boiler rooms or above the ceiling, or anything can happen. So it's good to have a diverse skill set.
I'm going to take a wild guess here and say that you prefer fixing the pencil sharpeners to working on the boilers.
Yeah, it's sometimes nice to have a simple job like that to dumb it down for a little while to the more tough stuff comes along. So
are there some changes that are going to be made as we head into warmer weather? Any changes you might have to make to prepare the buildings for that?
Well, the first change I hope that happens is that we don't get any more of that snow. So that's good. We've had our fair share of that this
year.
Knock
on wood, yes.
Yeah, yeah. And there's always a couple things to do in the school to switch, especially the temperature control over from heating to cooling. And, you know, there's some mechanical things you have to do to get the hot water turned cold and stuff like that. And got to flip the right switches on and off to, you know, make the rooms comfortable for all the staff here at school. So
that's one of those things. If you do your job correctly, nobody notices. They're just too busy being comfortable, enjoying their hot and cold water and all that.
You're right. You're right. As long as, you know, everything's running seamless, people might think you're not doing much that day, but you're exactly right. Usually you don't know about the problems till something sneaks up and, you know, then it's your time to shine, I guess. So
now, are you part of a team? Do you have people that work with you?
Yeah, sure. So we've got a few guys that help us out around here. Of course, any job is easier when you have great support and team members around you. And I'm thankful to have that here at the school here. It's got some good guys and ladies that help us out on a day-to-day basis, whether it's custodians or, you know, other maintenance fellas, or it takes a good team to, you know, keep it rolling around here. So
yeah, you bring up the custodians, and you know, we probably again take it for granted that the rooms always look good and clean, the floors are shiny. Well, that doesn't just happen, does it?
You're exactly right. So once it's not always a thankless job. There are plenty of polite people that are extending their thanks and gratitude for the things that they do see you do around here. And but yeah, certainly you know, good custodians, it's a very important part of the job. You know, people might take for granted a clean facility, but if you see your custodians out there, thank them, because, you know, they're doing some of the hard work around the school to keep things nice and clean and healthy for our students. So
excellent, excellent. And for you, talk with us, if you would, about what a typical day might look like for you. What time you get here, what time you can go, and just barring any catastrophes that you don't expect, like what, you know, kind of how you have things scheduled out?
Yeah. So for me personally, every day I try to be here by 7 o'clock. Like in the wintertime, if there's snow to be moved, you might try to get here a little bit early to, you know, get the snow moved at a more handy time or out of the way before the kids come in. But get here at 7, a lot of the other staff members will show up around the same time, and then, you know, might start the day out with checking emails and checking in on the temperature control and maybe helping other staff decide which direction we're going to head for the day and kind of plan out our day and work through a checklist of things of what we're all going to try to accomplish. And once you make sure the emails are read and the temperature control is running fine, you know, all the buildings, you know, warming up nice or cooling down nice, then it's time to find something to work on and check off the list.
Yeah, just kind of keep it going, right?
That's right. That's right. There's always something to do. If there's nothing to do, either you make something to do or it'll come looking for it. It seems like on a day-to-day basis, something pops up where it's like, hey, Mr. Watercutter, you know, we got this going on. Come and help us.
True. And when you look back on your time doing this, are there some stories of things that happened that you had to drop what you were doing and try to fix?
Yeah, for sure. You know, at any given time, you never know when a sewer line's going to back up and, you know, or there might be something you don't want to see coming out of the drains in the bathrooms, or, you know, there's a water leak above a ceiling, something like that. Or we've had all kinds of crazy things happen, like, you know, animal getting in the gymnasium like a bird, you know, or ducks walking outside on the playground, anything that's causing a distraction for the students, you know, there's been lots of unforeseen things happen around the school that kind of jump up and surprise you.
Birds are not easy to get out once they get in. I had one fly into my house last year.
You're right.
Like, what are you doing? You can fly anywhere in the world. Why are you in the den? What are you doing? Get out of here.
You're right. You're right. Those critters can do the strangest things. But yeah, critter control is on our list of things to do. So it does happen around here as well.
And that's another thing, too, that it can happen even if you try everything. You try to be clean, but unfortunately they're attracted to a place that might be warm. There's food in the district, right? I mean, they want in, right?
You're right. You're right. I'd have to think a little bit about all the animal control we've had around here. But there's a little list from, like I said, cats to dogs to birds to maybe a raccoon. I don't know. But
good luck with the cats. They pretty much do what they want.
You're right. You're right.
But overall, though, certainly sounds like a fun job. Keep you on your toes. And when you get into the summer, what is all happening there? Is that about a lot of maintenance, but also, you know, working on some projects you can do as long as there really aren't students, you know, every day?
Yeah, so summer things to do. So our custodians, a big bulk of their work in the summertime, of course, is summer cleaning. They really go through all the schools really thoroughly. They'll go from room to room and clean the whole classroom from top to bottom, dust it down, wash the walls, wipe down all the furniture. There's floor maintenance at the summer cleaning crew will do in the summertime. So after all the furniture's out of the room, if the floor needs it, and they'll kind of do it in a rotation, they'll strip and wax the floors and make everything nice and shiny again. So that can take a big majority of the summertime hours up for our custodial staff. And I'm sure there's 100 things I'm forgetting that is mixed in there with, you know, other than just cleaning the room. You know, they're, you know, washing down walls, they're spraying off rugs and, I mean, you name it, they are doing it. It really is a thorough cleaning in the summertime. And then on the maintenance side of things, excuse me, right now we'll start deciding as a staff what projects we might want to do in the summertime, whether it's big or small, and we'll start budgeting and pricing for anything that might be upcoming to be done in the summertime, of course, when the students aren't in here. And so in the summertime, we'll start tackling some of those projects, whatever it might be, whether it's painting or carpet or infrastructure things like, you know, new air conditioning or parking lot projects. Lots and lots of things happen in the summertime when the students are here. So a main focus on in the summertime is, like I said, those projects. And also we're always doing all of our yearly inspections during the summertime. We'll test the fire alarm systems, the security systems, all the backflow preventers, all systems in the school get tested through those summertime months. So a lot of our time can be filled up check marking those things.
Yeah, and I thought about certain things you expect to wear out. Carpet's going to wear out, right? I mean, that's one thing I thought of.
Yeah, you're right. You know, our school was built in, it was either 2000 or 2001, I think we moved in here. And, you know, so that puts us out at 25 or 26-year-old building now. And just like your house at home, you know, things wear out, things need maintenance over time, and we're getting to a age point at our facility where some of those things are starting to need attention. We have been working on that the last few summers, making some of those updates throughout our school.
True, and I had also thought about even your heating and cooling, right? I mean, you know, all day, every day, the whole school year, that's how it goes. I mean, like you said, things will begin to wear out. It's just natural.
Yeah, once again, one of those things that people take for granted. They want to come to work, come to school, and have a nice, comfortable classroom and a place to learn and a place to work. And, you know, I'm behind the scenes making sure that, you know, air handlers are getting their belts changed in their motors, you know, getting their bearings greased, you know, just going through those things a few times a year very thoroughly, making sure that as part of the maintenance job, you know, make sure things are good to go here on a day-to-day basis.
And, you know, you've talked about this winter, not exactly an easy winter by any means, has it been?
We had fun this winter. It kind of felt like a winter of years past, I guess I'll say. I know I've got some daughters at home that one of them's 4 years old, and, you know, for the first 3 years, I don't think there was much snow for her to play in. So at least for the last few years here, it's been pretty light-duty snow removal here at the school. You know, I'm sure people realize what it takes. We've got quite a few footage of sidewalks to clear off around here at school, and it doesn't come easy some days. You know, when you get a big heavy snow like the one we had, I don't know, 2 or 3 weeks ago, where you get the 8 to whatever it was, 15 inches of snow, and that can be a lot of time spent. I know the kids obviously had that day off school, but I think we had 3 or 4 of us guys here for 6 hours.